Well, I'm in a pissy mood tonight and I cannot sleep, so I figured it's time to do y'all's AMA. Maybe that'll get me in a better mood. Let's see here. Let me pull up the post so I can see what the questions are, because of course I lost the paper that I'd written them down on, because yeah, that's me and my weird brain who just randomly puts places things. Really, I can't even talk tonight. Alright, looks like, how did you start recording? Were you always into this or just developed the taste over time? Well, I've always been kinky. I've always really liked sound. And I discovered GWA through a fellow voice actor, I guess, if that's what you want to call us, and started listening. And then I was told by a different voice actor who I was speaking with that my voice would make good audio, so there you have it. That's how I got into this. Let's see, what kinds of stuff do you watch or listen to get yourself off? Might include kinks. Well, I'm not as kinky as a lot of the women on GWA. I like boyfriend stuff. I like dom, male dom stuff, but I also like some sub stuff. Particularly here lately, pegging audios. I don't watch videos. Yes, I know I'm weird. I prefer sound. Pegging audios have been one of my go-tos here lately. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about that. How do you feel when they tell you things they do when they listen to your erotic voice? I love it. I love knowing that I can get y'all off just by talking to you and playing with myself. So I hope that answers those. Let's see. Well, there's my friend Kyle with a whole bunch of questions. Alright, let's see what we've got here. Cereal in bowl first or milk first? Well, you know, I've always done cereal first, but milk actually makes more sense. Because when you add the milk to the cereal, it tends to try to flow over the... Yeah, so I think I'll have to do milk first from now on. Thank you for that question. Is a hot dog a sandwich? No. A hot dog is not a sandwich. I think if you were going to call a hot dog anything, it'd have to be a taco. Because, yeah, that's just the way I feel about it. Is it a chicken sandwich or should it be called a chicken burger? No, it's a chicken sandwich. Burger would mean it would be ground up chicken. Now, if you grind up the chicken, hello McDonald's, then that is not a chicken sandwich anymore. That would be a chicken burger. What is your favorite toy to use for recordings? Favorite place to record? Favorite toy, I have a glass dildo that I absolutely love. That's pretty much my go-to for anything, recordings or not. My fingers are good for my clit, but that glass dildo is really, really nice. Favorite place to record depends on what I'm recording. Most of the time, I record in my bedroom on my bed because I use my cell phone to record. I have recorded in my little home office. I'm doing that right now because I'm reading your questions off the computer while I record into my phone. Let's see here. If asked 5 years ago, could you have seen yourself doing VA as a hobby? No. 5 years ago, I wasn't even listening to audios. So, I would not have ever thought that I would be doing this. Now, I had been told by some people back then that my voice was sexy and that I should be a phone sex operator. If that you're gonna pay me $2.99 a minute to talk to me, I'd be happy to do that. Is there any theme you do a collab for? Is there any voice actor you would do a collab with? Well, considering I only use my phone to record at this point and I have no idea how to edit anything, I don't really know how to go about doing a collab with someone because they would have to do all the hard work. But I would be open to it. As far as theme, as long as it's not a CNC or a rape or any of the animal things that I keep seeing posted. Incest. I don't get into any of that. So as long as it's not any of that, I would be open. As far as voice actors to collab with, I love It's All in the Accent. I love Nowhere Eternity. I'm sure there are more, but I can't think off the top of my head right now who because it's late and I'm tired. I just can't sleep. I would be open to collab with either one of them. Oh, Bruce Shins, I like him too. So yeah, there's that. So anybody that wants to collab with me, get with me and let me know how we do this and what you want to do and we'll talk about it. Do you drink and what's your favorite drink? I am a whiskey and moonshine girl. Rum on occasion. My favorite drink as of this moment, because it changes, is iced tea with moonshine, either blackberry or apple cobbler moonshine in it. Food preferences, vegetarian, favorite cuisine, favorite dish. Well, I am a southern woman, so if we're gonna go food preferences in what I cook, it's going to be southern all the way, because that is me. I can fix you some, if it's fried, smothered, or battered in something, covered in a pie crust, sitting in some gravy, I can do that. My favorite dish ever, which I will never ever to be able to get again because it was my grandmother's, and try as I might, I cannot replicate it. I can replicate anything else that woman or my mother ever cooked, but her chicken and dressing, I cannot get right to save my life. And that was the most wonderful thing you could ever put in your mouth. So, favorite cuisine outside of southern comfort food is going to be Italian. I am so far from a vegetarian, it's not even funny. Don't get me wrong, I love my veggies, but I need at least some chicken or fish. I could do without red meat most of the time, but I've got to have chicken or fish. Favorite dish that I could actually have. That's going to be a hard one, because I like food. Y'all have seen, well, most of you have seen the little picture that I have hidden in amongst my profile, so you know I like to eat. I gotta keep these curves somehow or another. Favorite dish. I'm gonna go lasagna with that one if we're going entree. My absolute most favorite thing in the world that I can never ever ever say no to is chocolate cheesecake. You could get me to do anything with a chocolate cheesecake. It's a rainy day. You're inside with a warm fireplace and no internet. You can summon anything into your current living space. What would you summon to pass the time? Oh, damn. Cal, you really made me think on that one, didn't you? Jesus. Let's see. Raining, it's warm. Well, this, I don't know, because I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in. Am I going to be horny, or am I just bored? Because if I'm horny, then it's definitely going to be a man. That opens a whole other can of worms, is which man would it be if I could have anyone I wanted? Holy shit. Oh. Damn. Okay. Y'all listening to me think's not going to be fun, so let's skip that one and we'll come back. How are you so awesome? I was just born this way, honestly. I can't tell you how it happened. It's just God went, hey, this one needs to be awesome, and here I am. And let's see. Oh, you just have to have more for me there, don't you, Kyle? Let's see here. First time you've masturbated. Hell, I don't fucking remember. How am I supposed to remember that? I mean, I lost my virginity at 13, so it's got to be before then. But I don't remember when. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. Do I remember my first orgasm and how was it? First solo? No, I do not, because as we just discussed, I do not remember the first time I masturbated, so there we go. But let's see, first actual orgasm was not the first time I ever had sex, shockingly. Imagine that, going at it in the back of a pickup truck in the dark in the woods with the bonfire, and it just didn't do it for me. But anyway, so let's see. First orgasm with a man. Hmm. 14? Because I was almost 14 when I lost my virginity. So I'm gonna say yeah. 14. With a much older guy. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't the question, so we're not gonna go there. Your favorite name for masturbation, if you had one. I don't know that I have one, honestly. Masturbation works for me. If y'all have some favorite ones, throw them out there so that I might be educated a little better, because nothing's really coming to my mind right now. And what is your go-to fantasy for solo masturbation time? Not recording. Honestly, I listen to audios these days. And this always shocks especially men when I tell them this, but my fantasies consist of sounds and feelings. I don't ever really imagine a person, or I just imagine what a man's hands would feel like on me, what his body would feel like on top of me, what he'd feel like inside me. I don't really see a person. It's all feeling and sound. So you can do with that what you wish. I know I'm weird. And then we've got Midas Man coming in with, what are your hobbies in your spare time? Well, when it's not freezing ass cold outside, I go hiking. I live in a very wooded, natural setting in the Ouachita Mountains in Arkansas. So if it's a not raining, not freezing cold day, you will find me on the trails somewhere, hiking up one mountain or another. I also do a lot of crafting. I paint. I do custom tumblers, which I'm not doing much of right now because you have to have a well-ventilated area and it's too damn cold to have the windows open. So I haven't been working on those lately, but I do love doing that. I also crochet because, yes, I'm an old lady. Once upon a time, I used to sing, but many years of smoking kind of did away with that. My biggest turn-ons. Kindness. A sense of humor. Somebody who actually listens to me. Those are the things that, I mean, yeah, a nice dick is nice, a nice body's nice, I mean, but I don't, that's not what connects me to a person. What connects me to a person is the way they think, and the way they express themselves, and the way they treat me, and the way they treat people around them, and the things they're passionate about, and the connection that we have. That it, I think that's why I get so aggravated with the unsolicited dick pics that I get so many of. Because honestly, even if I'm into you, looking at your dick in a picture is not going to do anything for me. I hate to burst your bubble. If you're going to message me and you want my attention, start with, hello, how are you? Not, here's my dick that you didn't ask to see. I guess just a good rule of thumb for anybody in any situation. Lead with hi, how are you, and not your dick, okay? That's just my little tip of the day. So, if you could have sex with any celebrity, who would it be? Okay, yeah, I've got my summoning person, too. This goes back to that other question. And this is really going to show my age. And I think the majority of y'all are younger than me, so you're probably not going to understand this. But the person that I would have sex with, the person that I would teleport into my living room on a cold, rainy day in front of the fire, as long as his wife didn't come to kick my ass, would be Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. I have literally been in love with that man since I was like 10 years old. So, and he still looks damn good at 65, 4, somewhere around in there. So yeah, it would be Nikki. Definitely. Favorite toy and why? Well, I answered that earlier too, and that's the glass dildo that I have. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I got it from Adam and Eve. It's a glass dildo that has like red swirls on the outside, and it feels so good. I don't do trying to figure out where my music went. Hold on. There we go. Okay. It got awfully quiet in here for a moment. Anyway, where was I? Oh, really? I think I shouldn't have smoked before I did this. Okay, favorite toy and why, that's where I was. Yeah, the glass dildo that I have. I'm not a rabbit girl. I'm not a battery-operated type girl. I believe I told someone not too long ago I never met a man with a vibrating dick. So, I don't use those. Now, if I had a partner that wanted to, I would be open to it. But as far as just me playing myself, I don't need that. I know exactly how to turn myself on. I know exactly how to get myself off. So I don't need vibration and whatever else is out there Just give me my nice glass dildo that I can warm up with my hands, or that I can stick in the freezer for a few minutes and make really cold. That's fun. Yeah. So, I think that is all of your questions. I hope that I answered them sufficiently. This was fun. I appreciate the questions that y'all gave me. I hope y'all liked the answers. And I do feel a little better than I did when I started this, so thank y'all for that. So I guess I'm going to sign off for now and get this uploaded so y'all can listen. And if y'all like this, we might do it again sometime.